Hello, and welcome to Series 6, Episode 5 of Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music. And this series, it's about the Now compilation, which was released in the 80s and is still going strong today. So, before we start, hello Rebecca.
Hello Dad, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So now that's what I call music volume 5 was this week's.
It was indeed.
So how did you find it? How many number ones?
So I don't think this one produced many number ones. Mm-hmm. So I think we had, let me find them. I think it was two.
Okay.
And that was Duran Duran with A View to a Kill. And Katrina and the Waves Walking on Sunshine. But I'm not 100% sure on them, to be honest.
All right.
Yeah, but I went for two.
We only had one. So it's right, whether it's either of those. And we'll find out quite soon, because Duran Duran was the first track, so you'll find out. So, Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 5, was released in August 1985. So we had three during 1984, and two of those were released before this one. In 1985, because it was March and July. It got to number one on the album chart. And it was re-released in May 2020. So it's in the charts at the same time as Now 105. Now 105 got to number one. This got to number two.
Of course.
So we're back to after last week when they were obviously competing with the Hits tape and lost out, as we know. We're back to just 30 tracks. So cassette one, side one, 8 tracks, side two, 7 tracks, and then the same again on cassette two, side three, 8 tracks, side four, 7 tracks. So side one.
Can I just say before you go on?
Yeah.
Because I want to check.
Yeah.
Who
you I not could, had.
Yeah, but first off, the commentators, '19 not out. That's the one that you like to sing, isn't it? No. Right. Have I had them then? Because I couldn't find them on Spotify. So then I was like, I couldn't have had these.
Yeah, so
the
it
only
was
thing that was tricking me was the 19, and I was like, "Is that the one that Dad likes to sing?" So I've not had them.
No, it's I've forgotten his name now. He was a comedian, but done different voices, and it was it was based on Paul Hardcastle's 19.
Right. Okay.
Instead of about the Vietnam War, which was 19, this was cricket.
Right, okay.
I can't think of the person's name now who was the comedian stroke singer. I've got Rory Bremner.
So I've not actually listened to that song.
No.
But what I mean is that I've not listened to it at all.
You've listened to 19, the Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah. But I've not listened to this one at all because I couldn't find it.
But
I know that if I go on like YouTube, I'll be able to find it. But I didn't do that for some reason. I was just like, I'll just tell him that I've not listened to it. It's not the biggest of deals. And then the other ones was Jimmy Nail.
Yeah. So he's an actor from Auf Wiedersehen, Pet. Which, funny enough, you had the theme tune of, didn't you? Didn't we? Yeah. Can't remember when that was now. Was it last week or the week before? You had the theme tune from Joe. Can't think of his name either. Oh, Joe Fagan on Now That's What I Call Music Volume 2.
Yes.
Living All Right. That's Living All Right. Well, yeah, that was a theme tune to our Feed a Sang Pet, of which Jimmy Nail was an actor in.
But did I have Jimmy Nail when we were doing?
No, because he had a few. He's not a singer. He was a bit like Robson and Jerome. Do you remember them? No, you probably don't even remember them, do you?
I remember the name.
They were in Soldier, a TV series, and then they brought out a few songs, but one of them was big, Unchained Melody, and got to number one.
Right, okay.
But yeah, he was the same.
Okay, and what about the Conway Brothers?
So the Conway Brothers, no, you didn't have them because they only had one top 40 hit, and that was this.
Right, okay.
So we never touched them.
Okay.
A bit like Eugene Wilde last week, I hadn't even heard of them.
Okay, well, have you listened to that song? I mean, you would have done because you've got the thing, so you have done at some point because you've got the tape. But not enough that it stands out. I quite liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up. Didn't really think much of Jimmy Nail. But all the rest I had heard of or remembered. So unless you're going to turn around and say that I've not listened to something.
No, I'd say all the rest you've had. Yep.
Yeah, thought so.
Mm-hmm.
And also we see two songs from Katrina and the Waves. No, we don't. Ignore me. I can't read. No, we don't. I can't read. Ignore me.
Yeah, still only one song.
Yeah. So, and then about this one showed a lot of like other genres. And like I liked seeing how they put them together. So, for example, like you started off with like Duran Duran, then you went to Skritti Politti, then you had Harold Faltermeyer with Axel F. Like weren't there, like, you know, I think it was either one or two, and I was like, oh, the flow. I think it was two. The flow just didn't sit right with me.
Right.
This one weren't awful, like going from just those three and then going to Fine Young Cannibals. Like, it weren't awful, weren't there, like, oh, you're making my mood go up and down, because it weren't dead down of a song to an up song to, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They were still the same vibe, just genres. Do you get me?
Yeah.
I think they covered it quite well, and it was quite nice to see that, because that's one thing that I think I've mentioned in previous episodes and said, I wonder how they're going to cope with different genres, because there was such a vast amount of genres that we've covered, and the charts really did cover everything, whereas I think nowadays you see a lot more pop in the charts, or, you know, mainstream songs, commercial hits, rather than your rock and your more hardcore stuff. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, you did have it all in the charts, and I used to call you a lot weird as to how it got into the chart. I say used to, I still do. So it was nice to see how they coped with that and put that in orders. And they did that quite well, I'd say. And yeah, it was nice to just hear the mixture of them together.
Okay.
This one.
So this is obviously songs really pretty much from 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So as you say, it all blended in well, but do you know what the three soundtracks are?
The three soundtracks?
Yes. So well, they're from films.
One. No, you've not mentioned one. Axel F is one, isn't it?
Yeah, that was from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, I thought so. Don't You Forget About Me.
Don't You Forget About Me. Simple Minds was on The Breakfast Club.
I'm not sure about Walking on Sunshine.
No. Try A View to a Kill from the James Bond film A View to a Kill.
I knew that. I just ignored that one right at the top and jumped to Axel F. Although Walking on Sunshine is now in a film, so technically soundtrack, but not an 80s one.
Okay, so let's start. Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 5, Cassette 1, Side 1.
Yep.
Duran Duran, A View to a Kill, got to number 2. Oh, as I said, from the James Bond film of the same name.
Okay.
Scritti Politti, The Word Girl, got to number 6. So now another soundtrack song from this one from Beverly Hills Cop, Harold Faltermeyer, Axel F. Do 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 do.
Crazy Frog covered that.
Do 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 do. Well, it got to number 2.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think that was a number 1.
Fine Young Cannibals with their debut single, or at least their debut chart single. Whether they'd released anything, but it hadn't charted. This was their debut chart single. Johnny Come Home got to number 8.
Okay, that's not bad.
Dead or Alive, In Too Deep, number 14. Stephen Tintin Duffy, Icing on the Cake, number 14.
Okay.
Hool and the Gang, Cherish, number 4.
I don't think that's their best song. I think it's because I see Calling the Gang as a bit more disco and upbeat, and Cherish isn't as much.
Cherish the love.
That's a bit more. It's nice. It's just.
Cherish the fun.
Yeah. It is beautiful. Yeah. It's just weird that it's them when you think of their others.
Okay. And then Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away, was also number 4.
Okay, quite good charting positions in there.
Yeah. So, and Paul Young, that was a cover of Hall & Oates' song.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. But I think theirs was just like an album song, or like wasn't released over here, whereas Paul Young, obviously, as you can see, charting really well. So we then go on to side 2, where we have 7 tracks. Marillion with Kaylee, number 2.
Okay.
Start with the 2 again. The lead singer of Roxy Music, but this is him going alone, not his best soloist single. Got to number 10.
Okay. Still bad.
David Bowie and the Pat Metheny Group. Metheny. This is North America, number 14. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, that's number 7.
Okay.
The Power Station, the cover of Get On, and that got to number 22. And then see, Phil Collins, One More Night, number 4.
Number 4.
Okay, so that rounds off cassette. And now we move on to cassette 2, 15 tracks, so 8 tracks. Sister Sledge with Frankie, number numero uno.
Really?
Maitai. With History. This was their charting debut single.
Right.
We got to number 8.
Okay. Yeah. I got that.
Simply Red, and Money's Too Tight to Mention, number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Arrington, Feel Surreal, number 5. Jackie Graham, Round and Around, number 9. The Conway Brothers, Turning It Up, as I say, it was their only top 40 hit, at least in the UK anyway, got to number 11. Their next hit was in the 70s, and they never released anything off that. They've only had 2 hits in the UK.
Hold on, in the 70s?
It was, how can you go back? As in the number 70s, it was, so in the top 100.
Oh, I thought you meant a decade. I was like, no,
sorry. So they got this one in number 11, and got to number 11, and the next one was in the 70s.
Right.
And they're the only two singles that they'd released was this one. So Turn It Up and then another one, as I say, which wasn't a top 40 hit.
But Turn It Up was good. I quite liked it.
Well, it was. It got to number 11, so which isn't something to be, you know, it's top 20.
They just didn't.
Just outside the top 10. Loose Ends, Magic Touch, number 16. And then we finished with The Commentators, and it is Rory Bremner. And No 19, Not Out, got to number 13.
Okay. I will listen to that at some point. I will try and find it. Just to, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice to listen to everything. It was not on Spotify at all.
Just me trying to find who done it. It is on YouTube because it came up.
Right, okay. I did think it would be on there. I just didn't go out and listen. And I don't know why.
Couldn't be bothered to do your research.
I know. I am very, very
listen to that. No, 19. Yeah, wrong song.
No, I didn't listen to No, 19. And the reason I brought that up was because I said, is it that one? Because...
But you have No, 19. You have heard that. Yeah.
I know, which is why I said to you, is it that one? Because... I didn't listen to that and couldn't find it. So am I being stupid and it is the one that I've already heard or is it a different one? I've not gone and listened to
it. It is different.
And then totally when you said that it was by Paul Hardcastle, so I was like, I do know that name.
Yeah. So now we move on to side four, seven tracks. U2, The Unforgettable Fire. I don't even remember this. I really don't. Got to number six.
I'm not a U2 fan, I don't think, you know.
I like U2, but I don't remember that single.
Can't get down with him.
Your sister likes him.
Does she?
Yeah. The style...
As a U2 person.
The Style Council. Walls Come Tumbling Down. Also number six. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, you said number one.
Yeah, I did.
Actually, number eight.
You're joking. See, I thought it would be higher.
Yeah.
I thought that was a high one.
Gary Moore and Phil Lynott. Now, Gary Moore's not someone we've mentioned. Now, he's more of a record producer, I think. But Phil Lynott, obviously, we've spoken about.
I was going to say, I swear.
Because he... he did, he was originally in the group of, which I can't think what the name of the group was, but it's like 70s from Ireland. And then he done, Yellow Pearl, which we would have said about. Midure. He was...
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy, that's the one. Yes, that was the group he was in. So anyway, Gary Moore, Phil Lynott with Out of the Fields got to number five.
Okay, I did quite like that one too.
The Damned, The Shadow of Love, their lead singer being Captain Sensible, or at least he was. I don't know whether he's... Yeah, I think he was still with them then. Number 25.
Oh, that's the lowest one we've had.
Yes. Howard Jones, Life in One Day. Now, the funny thing is with this, when I looked up to see the chart position, I will show you now of the picture they gave. It's quite interesting. So they have their album covers on their on the pictures of their singles.
Yeah.
Okay, as you can see.
Which one am I looking at? Oh!
No, just look at them in general. No.
Yeah.
And I'll go to this one.
That's the now cassette thing.
Now five is this the
Just where this song came from,
Really? So, whether it wasn't on an album of his, I don't know. But, yeah, the official singles chart that I use has a picture of Now 5 for this song.
That's
and It got to number 14.
Okay.
And then we finished off with Jimmy Nail, Love Don't Live Here Anymore, which got to number 3.
Okay. So good chart in positions this week.
Yeah.
Which one do you think was a stat? Because I don't do favourite.
No. Just so you know as well, in the re-released version.
Oh, yeah.
It did not have the David Bowie, This Is Not America. So obviously some licensing rights there.
Oh.
Issues. So yes. Then. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Simply Red, it was also their debut single, like Fine Young Cannibals. Okay. Yes, and Maytay. It was their debut as well. So there was three at least charting singles, if not their actual debut. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
So what do you think was my standout?
Your standout. See, I'd have gone Duran Duran. But I'm guessing it was Katrina and the Waves.
No, none of them. It's a random one. And it So when I've been listening, I make my playlist. Because again, I'm still not finding these on Spotify. I'm making my own playlist. Yeah. So I made my playlist and I'm listening along. And this one came on.
Simple Minds?
And it really... Pardon?
Simple Minds?
Nope. So this one really caught my ears. Oh, and I was there and I was like, oh, this song's actually quite catchy. And I really didn't remember listening to it when we've obviously discussed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really like this song. And I remember, I think I was like halfway through driving to work, like the song was halfway through. And I was like, well, I'm restarting it because I want to give it my full attention. And that song was Slave to Love by Brian Ferry.
Ah, well, there you go. I like that song.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you were then talking about it, I was like, oh, I don't want to interrupt him, tell him now. I want it to have its own moment. But yeah, that was my standout song this week.
Oh, it is a good song. I like it.
No, it is. Yeah, it is. So well done to that one. And then that influenced my order of the sides that I liked. So Tape 1, Side 2 was my favourite this week. Because not just for Brian Ferry, I just think the songs in there, like, you had Simple Minds come on and you were like, oh, you're making me feel good. Phil Collins brought it down a notch, but ended that side. Like, if you were to listen to it, and I think about listening, I would have to have, like, stopped that side and turn it round or put the next one in. Phil Collins ended that one beautifully. And then China Crisis was really nice. It was really nice with Kaylee as well. So, yeah, that one was a really good one. Then my second is Side 1. Again, I just think they flowed really nicely. Then so it was Side
cassette.
3.
You obviously really like cassette. You've been really listening to cassette 1. Cassette 2 would be Gathering Dust.
Yeah, well, no, because I did like it. And it was a bit of a tough choice between Side 1 and then Side 3, which way round, because I did... So Side 3 is their next, so it goes 2, 1, 3, 4. Yeah, and Side 3, like Frankie was really good. I did really like the Conway Brothers with Turn It Up. Simply Red was good. And Maytay and Jackie Gray, like they were, it was a good one. But
I
decided to do it 2, 1, 3, 4 because I don't know how much of an influence the commentators would have. So I went for... I definitely do like Side 1, Tape 1, Side 1, and then the commentators might make a difference, so I was like, I put that as number 3. So that's my lineup.
And obviously Side 4 would have been last.
Yeah. Yeah,
Style Cancel and Katrina and the Waves.
Howard Jones, I know, I did feel bad on Katrina and the Waves.
And for others out there, you too.
Yeah, and it's not a bad song. I just don't really think you two are that. And I'm trying to think that would have been my opinion when we didn't. So, that's that.
Okay, just going to Brian Ferry. That was his only top 10 in the 80s. Right. So obviously, yeah, he was with.
So he had other top 10.
He was the lead singer of Roxy Music, and obviously they had their own, you know, top. But
that as a soloist,
his very first solo single in 1973 got to number 10. Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. He then had a number 4 in 1976 with Let's Stick Together. Also in 1976, Extended Play got to number 7. And then also in and then in 1977, This Is Tomorrow got to number 9. And then Slave to Love in 1985 got to number 10. So they were his own. So this was his last top 10 hit.
Fair enough. So that was a good one.
Okay, so all it needs now is for you to rate now. That's Michael Music Volume 5.
Yeah, so... I thought overall it's quite a mediocre volume of now. The diversity in the songs knocks it up a bit with my ratings. So I've given it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, 6 out of
10. I thought it was quite in the middle. I was thinking a 5, you know. But because of that diversity and how well they did it with the flow in and it didn't take too much away from it, knocked it to a 6.
Okay, so not quite as well as volume 2, which was 6.5.
6.5, yeah.
Now volume 1, or now that's what I call music, so that's all it was a 7 out of 10.
7, yeah.
We had a 9 with now we 3. Did. Last week, now 4, only a 3 out of 10.
And but so the charts agreed with me.
Yeah, and now we're back.
You can't judge me on a 3. And considering I marked that a 3 without knowing what it was in the charts,
yeah,
just shows.
Yeah,
I know music. I've learned a lot, Dan.
Next week, we move on to Now. That's What I Call Music 6.
Yeah.
Again, only 30 tracks, so they're keeping back to the normal. Other than the one that you disliked was the one with the most songs. So just shows that the quantity is sometimes better.
Yeah.
And we've lost the pig. We've gone
like a
sewn on a, I think it's a, I mean, it's got a pen in a pocket, so it could be a shirt.
I can just see
a jeans rear pocket, but that is now
I see it now.
Yeah,
it's a very dark cover, so where we do it over online, I can just see me in the reflection. Now you've described it, I can see it now. Yeah,
so there's the pen.
Yeah,
that's obviously a pocket.
And it's like and then that's like a business card type thing, isn't it?
Well, it's like a sew on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's sewn on the pocket. So I don't know whether it's it could be a shirt pocket or it could be the back of a jeans.
Back of a jeans. I was thinking that's a jeans pocket, but
yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is hard to tell.
But there is nothing else on there. It doesn't tell you any artist.
No, it's people names.
Plain. Just plain. 30 top hits.
But that, now, because it's dark,
Music 6, and that is it. No,
because it's dark, that now That's What I Call Music 6 really stands out.
Yeah. So,
Well, I'll get listening to that one then.
It's oh, well, I won't spoil it, but yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Okay.
I won't tell you any artists. I'll let you find out. But it's a good one just from me reading it. Yeah.
All right then.
I think.
Okay.
So that's now 6.
All right then.
Now 5 gets a 6.5 out of 10, which wasn't too bad.
No, it doesn't.
Bad.
It gets a 6.
Six out of 10, which wasn't too bad.
No.
And I was going to say something. I've completely lost my train of thought. Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. And I only had one number one.
Yeah. But I don't think that matters. I just think it's the flow of the
song. No, it doesn't. And as you said, there was you mentioned two, and neither of those were number one. So
no, it shows you. And I think they were good.
And your favourite song was, you know, number 10. So
number 10.
Mm. So yeah, okay.
Yeah. All that right. I'll get listening.
And now six. That's the title music volume six. So what you will be listening.
Get going. All right.
Okay.
I'll speak to you then.
You will. Bye.
Bye, Dad.